Hi, it's Francis Lam, and this is Splendid Table Selects, our new baby mini podcast where we share the interviews that inspired us, taught us something new, or just helped make us better cooks. Splendid Table Selects is presented by Bob's Red Mill, an employee-owned company that's offered organic, gluten-free, stone-ground products for decades, and they're experts at making healthy taste amazing. Learn more about Bob's Red Mill products and how to eat wisely at bobsredmill.com. Let's get to the show. Pad Thai, Pad See Ew, Pho, tons of your favorite dishes from China, Thailand, Vietnam, and beyond get a big part of their oomph from three classic condiments: oyster sauce, fish sauce, and hoisin sauce. They add tons of flavor and waves of umami, and you can get them in supermarkets. So our managing producer, Sally Swift, got in the studio with Dan Souza from America's Test Kitchen and asked him to talk through their taste tests of these sauces.
Hey, Dan, great to have you with us.
It's good to be here.
So a couple weeks ago, we did a show on oysters, and we talked to this wonderful chef in San Francisco who makes his own oyster sauce.
Wow.
And I'm sure it's delicious, but man, it is involved. So I kind of want to talk to you. You guys did this great piece on three Asian mother sauces, and the first is oyster sauce. So can you talk to me about how you guys evaluated it and which ones you decided you liked?
Absolutely. So the way we do all of our tastings and testings with Cooks Illustrated and America's Test Kitchen is we try them starting really simply. So we just try them plain, all blind, so we don't know what we're tasting. And then we kind of add complexity to it. So we'll try them in a couple of cooked dishes as well. So we followed that same protocol with oyster sauce. And for oyster sauce, you know, it's also called oyster flavored sauce. It's a mixture of kind of a reduction of boiled oysters or oyster extract along with assorted seasonings. And there's some sugar in there and some spices. And so what we're looking for is that rich umami flavor that we get from oyster sauce. And umami is that savory sense that we get from all kinds of things like soy sauce and Parmesan cheese and tomatoes. And that's really a backbone of oyster sauce.
Okay. And oyster sauce, just for people who may not know what it is, I mean, if you eat beef with broccoli, you're having oyster sauce, essentially.
Absolutely. Or, you know, kung pao, you know, spicy Sichuan noodles, there's a ton of dishes that use oyster sauce. You know, what's really great about oyster sauce and a lot of these fermented Asian sauces is a little bit goes a long way. It adds a ton of flavor really, really quickly. So you're not cooking a stew for hours. You can whip up a kind of a meat sauce with a lot of these ingredients in it in 10 or 20 minutes. They have a ton of flexibility and they add a ton.
So what did you guys decide was a great oyster sauce?
So you want to look for a brand that contains only oyster extractives and seasonings. And our favorite ended up being Lee Kum Kee's premium oyster flavored sauce.
Which is everywhere. You see that bottle everywhere.
Absolutely. And we always test products that are, you know, available across the country. And this one really rose to the top.
Okay, so let's move on to fish sauce, which is another, I would say, mother Asian sauce. What should we be looking for when we buy fish sauce? And maybe you should explain what it is.
So fish sauce is so good because it is super rich in umami, which is that savory flavor that we get from things like soy sauce and Parmesan cheese. Fish sauce is incredibly high in the glutamates that are the backbone of umami. And it's made actually pretty simply with tiny anchovies that are left to kind of ferment with a bunch of salt over a long period of time. And over months and months, they break down, all their proteins break down into savory amino acids like glutamate. And what you basically do is kind of rack that liquid off of the solids, and you've got this brown liquid that is, it's actually more meaty tasting than it is fishy when you get right down to it. But heating it and cooking it can vaporize some of the fishier qualities. And I think a lot of people who have bad experience with it, it's because they add it to a hot skillet and it all becomes volatile and your kitchen smells like fish. But using it towards the end of cooking or in cold applications, it brings just an incredible amount of rich meatiness to dishes. And you add it in small amounts, and it's good in things that you wouldn't associate with, like a little bit in a tomato sauce or kind of Western dishes where you're just looking for that oomph. You know, there's tons of glutamate-rich foods that we use in Western cooking, like sun-dried tomatoes and Parmesan cheese. But this is just another one that you can add in. So we tested a lot of brands, and what we really found was that the higher the protein content, especially the nitrogen content in the sauce, meant that it was more savory. So our winner was Red Boat 40 Degree North fish sauce. It's like an extra virgin cold press, really, really premium fish sauce.
And what was your runner-up?
Our runner-up, which you can find everywhere, is Thai Kitchen premium fish sauce. It was also really, really nice and meaty.
Hey, and what about the vegan fish sauces? Are you guys seeing any? Have you tasted any?
There are some out there now. We actually came up with, when we were working on a number of vegan recipes, we came up with our own vegan alternative. So we have a quick little recipe for how to do it using dried shiitake mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So you take a quarter of an ounce of mushrooms with 3 cups of water, 3 tablespoons of salt, and 2 tablespoons of soy sauce, and you simmer it over medium heat until it's reduced by about half. Strain it, cool it, and you can refrigerate it. It lasts for, you know, at least a month. And it's not the exact same thing as fish sauce, but it's totally vegan and it adds a ton of richness. You can use it in the same way.
Okay, moving on to the third sauce, which is hoisin, which will you explain what that is?
Sure. So hoisin is based off of soybeans in the same way that soy sauce is. And so they're fermented soybeans, and then it's finished with a number of different flavors. Sugar and vinegar are key components. It usually has quite a bit of sweetness to it and a little bit of acidity to balance. Often you'll find garlic and chilies in pretty small quantities. This is a really rich, malty, meaty, slightly sweet sauce. And it works in a ton of different dishes. It's the basis of a lot of stir fries. It's a star in mushu pork. So our tasting really bore out the fact that no two hoisin sauces are alike. There's actually a fair amount of variation among brands. We wanted something that had a really balanced flavor. So it was meaty, a little bit sweet, a little bit of acidity in there. And we liked a very smooth consistency as opposed to some of the coarser ones. We ended up crowning Kikkoman hoisin sauce our winner.
And you write that there should be some heat in hoisin, which I thought was interesting because I don't think we taste that often in hoisin sauce.
That's true. Well, and if it's in a dish with a lot of complexity and a lot of other spicy ingredients, you probably wouldn't really notice that. But on its own, there should be a little bit of heat to, I think, to cut some of that sweetness and the richness of the sauce.
Dan, thank you so much for this primer on these sauces. They are incredibly useful.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
That's Sally Swift with Dan Souza, editor-in-chief of Cooks Illustrated. And on splendidtable.org, you can find the brands that the folks at America's Test Kitchen loved, and their recipe for vegan fish sauce. And while you're on our site, check out our list of recipes that will put those sauces to work in your kitchen. Splendid Table Selects is brought to you by Bob's Red Mill, who make a huge collection of flours and nut meals, from almond and coconut flour to organic all-purpose flour. Bob's offers both well-milled versions of everyday flours and lots of harder-to-find products, like nutritional yeast. Nutritional yeast is a vegetarian seasoning of sorts with a delicious cheese-like flavor. It kind of reminds me of cheese powder. It's rich in vitamin B12 and has 6 grams of protein per serving. You can add it to sauces and scrambles and kale chips and crackers and biscuits, or you can just sprinkle it on vegetables or baked potatoes or popcorn. For a way to show off nutritional yeast, check out bobsredmill.com for a recipe for Nooch crackers. And while you're there, you can find out more about Bob's Red Mill's products. That's it for this edition of Splendid Table Selects. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back in a couple weeks.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.